Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start.
I'm sure this will be a quick one, but whatever. So something I've been doing lately, or I guess the last 3 days, is so I have that intake form. That's what I call it, where I fill out the shit for the end of the day. It tracks so much of my life. It takes four to 5 minutes to do. And it allows me to see patterns and see my behavior and see where I can improve, see commonalities in my day and see what I can just find indicators for a good day. What makes a good day? When do I have my best days? What did I do the day before to have a good day? Stuff like that. And I've been adding a lot more into it because it takes 1 second to click a box. So if I add 60 more things in there, that only adds one more minute of my day. And if you want to say it takes 5 seconds, then it's 5 minutes. But I mean, we're still talking pennies, right? So one of the things that I added was, how long did I work for today? Meaning not work as an employment, but work as in on my own shit, on myself, my dreams, my goals, my visions, business, whatever. How long did I work on it? And that's forced me to time myself while I'm working. And so I've just kind of gamified it a little bit. So now I set a timer, I start working, and I don't allow myself to do anything else but work or just sit there. Sorry, I can't remember where I heard that from, but it's a great strategy. If you're trying to get shit done, you go sit in a room or whatever, you either work or you do nothing for the allotted period of time. So no phone, nothing, just set a timer. And when that timer's up, that's when you're free game to do whatever. So I've been doing that. So I set a timer for an hour and I'll read or what did I crack my voice? It's all good. So I'm reading $100 million offers by Alex Hormozi, following along with the audiobook, highlighting and writing in the book, as well as going back to the offers and the free bonuses that he has, and then writing more and writing notes. And then, so I'll do that. And then with the time left over, because I'm doing a chapter-ish, it's about 40 minutes and you do pausing and stuff like that. So okay, 20 minutes left over. So then I'll read the other book, Thinking Fast and Slow, better myself there. And then I'll take a little 5-minute breather, check my phone, whatever. And then I move on to the next slot of time, which is either, I think yesterday was another hour, and then today was, so today I actually didn't do another hour, I didn't even do it, but I got a whole bunch of other shit done for my townhome that I'm moving into, featuring the dog. I don't know if you can hear that, but yeah, so that's been very interesting, because that's 2 days in a row now, featuring the dog again, it's 2 days in a row now where I've had very productive days. I have not been tired. I've just been moving, and it's great. I got so much shit done today. And that's refreshing to think that even though I only have a little bit of time after work to get my shit done, I'm getting a lot done. And there's a lot of improvements and optimizations that I can make in my schedule to make the day better and more efficient. For example, I've already talked about this a million times, but I could take the ice bath in the morning and shower directly after, and that would free up about 20 minutes in my later in the day. So, because I would shower anyway in the morning, right? So, I don't know. So I do that in the morning, then it frees up more time later, and then I could, you know, do all my shit. So I'm kind of rambling at this point, so I might just call it here, but it's cool to think that just by not giving up, you just tend to find different ways to do things just because you don't give up. And it's not about, I don't even know how to explain it. It's not about pressing on and not quitting, but it's about the things that you try to find out or try to figure out to make it better as you go. Because if you know you're not going to quit, I think you just default into thinking, okay, well, I'm not going to quit. So how can I make this as easy, as efficient, as best as possible, so that it's Because the goal, I think the goal is to make things as easy as possible for you to adhere to. That's what sustainability is. That's why a lot of people fail their diets, because they don't stick to a diet or they don't follow a diet that they can stick to long term. And that's what it's about. So going back to the intake form that I do every night, I made it as easy and as quick as possible for me to track like 60 different areas of my life. And if I would have made that, make it so that I have to type it or I have to write about it or how it was working, I'm like, oh, it was good. I went over here. And if I had to do that 60 times, I'm good. So I make myself options. How was work? Was it boring, fun, exciting? Did I get a lot done? Was it productive? Was it unproductive? And with FedEx, how many stops did I have? Whatever. So I just click the boxes, boom, boom, boom. It takes me 5 minutes and I track so much of my life. It's so cool. So, but I wouldn't have done that. You know, I wouldn't have, I just made it as easy as possible for me to do it. And I think that's the name of the game. Make it as easy and as simple as possible for you to stick to the thing that you're trying to do or that you're trying to adhere to or trying to follow or whatever. And I don't think there's any shame in that. I don't think that's lazy. You know, if you can do everything that you want and it's the easiest way for you to do it and you always get it done, that's a winning game right there. So anyway, I've been doing that. It's 2 days in a row. I've had a very productive day. I also slept well, very well last night, and that transitioned into today. And I'm going to get less sleep today than I did yesterday, which is unfortunate because it's 8 o'clock now and I'm still recording this. Got to type it up. Got to put the shit in my computer and upload everything. So actually what I'll do, so here's another thing, probably talk about it later, but I want to actually start doing these weekly, so I'll be a week behind. And so I would have one day where I write, or I would, so what happens is I record a podcast and then I'll write about it, just in a little brief description on a Word doc, so that I copy paste that into the description, upload the episode, everything gets posted there. But during the day when I do that, I put it into Adobe Audition, put the intro, outro with it, add the effects, make it sound better. And then I save that, upload it to Podbean, which is the thing that I use for distributing my podcast. And then I schedule it, type it in, or I type in all the stuff, copy paste, title, make sure the file's uploaded, good to go. Then I schedule it for the next day. And as opposed to doing that 7 times a week, what I think I should do, and it's just, the only thing that sucks about this is it puts me a week behind, so it's not. So it's still daily, obviously. It'd be scheduled day to day, but it would be a week behind. And I guess that's fine, but that's not the goal. But time is of the essence here, and I've realized quickly that time is so precious and so valuable because you only have so much of it every day. I've been wasting so much of it my whole life, and it's, what can you do about it, you know? But now that I'm aware and now that I'm making changes, I just want to use up as much time as I can productively. I mean, I'm a huge reason why I'm going to this new townhome is because it shaves off about 30 minutes of drive time per day, as well as, that's not even counting going to the grocery store or going to the gym. So that's a game changer. 30 extra minutes per day. It's crazy. So that's what I'm doing. So might do that once per week, where maybe every Saturday I put it all into Adobe Audition, do all that shit, you know, and then upload it. And what's crazy about that is I don't have to do that. That's just for the intro and outro. I can take this, what you're listening to right now, upload it to the Podbean thing right now, and then copy paste the description. But I think what I've decided now is that intro outro is going to be something foundational to look back on in 10 years. And I'm going to be probably bummed out if I don't keep it in there, if I don't try to push myself to be more creative and push myself out of my comfort zone. So that's the idea with that. So yeah, that's it. I'm just trying to gamify the whole thing. I'm trying to track as much as I can. Tracking has made it more of a game for me, hence the term gamify. It's made it exciting for me to try to, you know, so I have options, right? So I track, how long did I work? 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So it's like, okay, well, I don't want to work just a half hour. I want to work an hour. I'm just going to do 2 hours. So actually, I'm going to do three, you know. And during the week, I have the same amount of time every day. I get home from the gym, it's about 4. I have 4 to 7 to do shit. But I always am so pressed for time. So it's just getting better and I squeeze in as much as I can into each hour. So that's that. That's the show. Appreciate you guys listening. Today was March 19th, 2024. It's 8:07 p.m. Standing in my bedroom, looking at my blinds that are closed, holding my phone in my hands while I have some lo-fi music playing on my laptop. Because I don't want to hook up my mic and sit down and do all that. Yeah, I'm good. So there's some behind the scenes. It might sound dumb that I even share that, but people think that you really need to have the best setup and the best mic and the best everything. I'm sitting here with my hand in my pants, looking out my window, holding my phone, talking. You can start whenever. Go back to episode one. Just start. All right, that's it. Peace.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.